don't miss. I'm about progress when it comes to this. If you're going to pay a higher price, you always will. You might as well be comfortable. I don't know if there's the AFC North. We have our style of football. Well, three out of the four teams play in a dome are going to play in a dome in the NFC North. Because you got the Bears. They're moving to an indoor facility at some point here, are they not? In downtown Chicago. I know they were thinking about Arlington Heights. I look forward to the comfort in some levels. At the same time, I will miss the neighborhood feel of the tailgating that goes on over at the stadium right now. I don't know if that can be replicated whatsoever. And I really don't want them to try. I really don't want them to try, because I think that if you build the new, and it looks like they are going to, obviously we should have an official, I know we've made like several official announcements, but there should be an official announcement coming, because Mike DeWine, the governor of Ohio, approved the $600 million yesterday.
He approved the budget.
The budget.
He approved the way that it's being financed with the unclaimed funds. So it's the end of an era. The days of outdoor football,
yes.
Weather, snow, sleet, wind, all the stuff that we used to glorify about our past, and that walk from the Muni lot, that is all over. This is the end of an era, which I do wonder how. I'm somebody who is excited about the dome. So
yeah.
Absolutely thrilled that we are partaking in the new era, but the memories, those are done. Meanwhile, I guess you got a few more years to create some lasting ones, but I wonder if it'll be the same. I think there'll be some people maybe that will be done with the whole, hey, we're going down there with the campers. That's it. We've got to start to transition towards
see how much that's going
this
to be.
New era.
You have to see how much that's going to be. Now, it might be a little bit easier for some, because I know it's a walk, but I don't know. And I've been to, you know, Pittsburgh kind of has that. I got to be honest with you. I've been to Pittsburgh games. I've been to Cincinnati once, where it was before a game. There was nothing there as far as tailgating was concerned. I've been to Detroit. And it was actually, it's hidden. It's like it's in parking decks. It's very hidden, their tailgate scene. Kansas City, giant open lot between Arrowhead and Kauffman Stadium. A lot of fun. They were very welcoming. The team was terrible at the time. This was years ago, but a very welcoming, hospitable group. But in the places that I've been, I haven't seen the type of tailgating that I've seen in Cleveland, where it's like they're their own little communities. They're their own little neighborhoods. And these spots in these areas at the pit, at the Muni lot, you know, under the bridge, they're passed down, it seems, from father to son to grandson. It's a family tradition. And I think that you can start your own traditions. I just don't want them to all of a sudden, like, you go there day one and like, okay, this parking lot over here on the west side, we call that the new pit. And this one we call, like, no. Just, we'll establish our own. We'll let Browns fans establish their own. That part I will be, I will miss. The stadium itself, I got into this fight with Jason last week. It's not the stadium's fault. Browns teams weren't very good, but I think there were a lot of memories made with the fans there. So I want to know if there's any part of people that are going to miss outdoor football in Cleveland, and if they're going to miss tailgating in the Muni lot. Are they going to miss the Muni lot? How does this turn them off completely to Browns football? Because I have to tell you that if the renderings are realistic, because we saw renderings before Progressive Field, and all of a sudden I'm seeing storage units out there in right field. Those were not part of those original renderings that we saw. If the renderings are any bit realistic, I mean, it's going to be pretty wonderful looking.
It's going to be awesome.
That's all going to come at a price. I'm sure there's going to be higher prices. Are you willing to go along with that? Are people going to be willing to go along with that? Because now it's like, well, what you want? Now we're going to get what we want. So always be careful what you wish for. It's like, well, an indoor facility, you're going to be able to bring a lot of things. I don't think you're bringing WrestleMania. Sorry, wrestling fans. I just don't think that's going to happen. The Vegas thing now. I really think that, you know, after they kind of turned tail on New Orleans and went the other way and went back to Vegas for next year, it's like, all right, they're going to do their own thing. Now, if anybody can get it done, maybe we can help get it done.
You mean what? Is it going to be in Vegas every year? What do you mean the Vegas thing?
Owen, I think it feels like it's going to be in Vegas it feels like it might end up being exclusively in Vegas.
Well, they're moving everything out there.
Yeah.
But we are talking about trying to get the Final Four, right? Yeah,
and I
the
think that's,
men's Final Four.
And you can I think everything else is on the deck. I think the Super Bowl is on the deck.
Big Ten championship, if there still is conference championships, get into the bowl. Can you get into the playoff mix in general?
I want to be in
for college football.
I think that that's a conversation now.
All right, what else?
I think the city of Detroit will have something to do with that. But
yeah, I mean, we're going to be competing. There's no doubt.
I think Indiana's not. Indianapolis isn't very happy we're getting this dome.
Part of the sell of this, right, to everybody involved, including the state, was, hey, we've got viability here to bring in some of the biggest events. Obviously, the one I haven't mentioned, and the one that's going to be on everyone's mind. And I don't know, are we going to ever know for sure whether or not there was a promise behind the scenes? Is Cleveland getting a Super Bowl or not? We've always been told no chance Cleveland could get a Super Bowl.
Get a Super Bowl.
Don't have the hotels. People aren't going to want to come here in February. Well
it seems that you're building like six hotels over right by the stadium. So,
I mean, that's a start. Sure.
I got hotels in downtown Cleveland. I got hotels in Akron. I got hotels in Canton. How far away am I allowed to have hotels? I want to know how far away.
When they have the Super Bowl in Miami, it's not technically, I don't think, in Miami.
It's out in Miami Gardens.
It's down the road, and people stay, based on traffic, an hour away.
Have you been to the stadium from downtown Miami?
I've driven by it. I have not been in
it. I've been. It's like an hour. It feels like it's an hour and a half.
Traffic,
away.
It is.
Yes.
It absolutely is. So maybe it doesn't necessarily matter. What I'm wondering is, was there a promise behind the scenes? Because obviously there's nothing official. If there was something official, it would already be out. Like, the Browns are getting a Super Bowl. We'd be bragging about it. It'd be the biggest push to try to get that funding. That wasn't. So nothing's official, but are we getting one? I would love to hear from the lawmakers. I would love to hear from the governor. I would love to hear from the Haslams. And I imagine now that this was not vetoed, the source of funding was not vetoed with the unclaimed funds, that we're going to be hearing from a lot of people very, very quickly.
I think the only thing that's off the deck is WrestleMania. I think everything else is in play. Concerts, Final Four, everything else.
How could you get a Super Bowl, but you couldn't get WrestleMania?
Because it's an NFL football team that's a tenant in this brand-new stadium. It's that easy. You build a new stadium. Detroit got a new stadium. They got a Super Bowl. They got two Super Bowls after they built stadiums, if I'm not mistaken. So I think that you could possibly get a Super Bowl. I can't guarantee it. I might be a little bit disappointed if we don't, but I'd be more upset with the NFL. Because I got to figure out what our rooms are. How many hotels do we actually need? Because I've heard a bunch. We were able to hold conventions here recently in the last 10 years. But if we're not able to hold a Super Bowl, we're not able to hold a Super Bowl. Either way, it's going to be a spectacular thing to see. I look forward to being able to see it. I also got to tell you, I want, like, your kids, I want them to see it. Like, I think we got 2025, 26, 27, 28. We've got 4 more years, right? 4 more years in this stadium, including this year. My son's 10. Which, do I take all 3 to the Muni lot before it's over so they experience the Muni lot?
Of course.
Am I allowed to do that? Am I a bad parent? Would you call Child Protective Services on me if I did?
I think you got it. I think it's...
But you tell me some of the stories of the Muni lot from your day, and I don't know if I want my son walking by that.
Probably not, but I think you have to do it. I think it's part of the fabric of Cleveland, the history of football. To note, Kenny, you're a historian.
You have to do it, Kenny. A guy who has a list of 50 movies he has to see. Yeah. I think this is one of those rite of passage things.
I think what about Mace Dog? He'll be 5 by the time
it's
over.
Out there.
I don't know if Mace Dog is allowed to go. I don't think executive producer Sarah Ono is going to let us do that.
I'll be lucky if I'm ever allowed to go to a football game again. Regardless of where it is, I do wonder, Kenny, like, and I'd love to hear from the fans who've been, especially the ones that season ticket holder with all the bona fides, that I've been doing this for all the years, for 40, 50, 60 years. I've been going down to Municipal and then to Brown Stadium, doing the Muni lot thing, been making that walk, turns into a walk of shame on the way home so many times after all the historic collapses and the bad losses, but we still came back for more. Are you going to keep an open mind about ending that era of football and moving into something that's going to be completely different? Because that's exactly what this was. This will be totally opposite of what it was like to go down to downtown Cleveland in that stadium for the entire lifespan.
Did Lions fans feel that way when they moved from Tiger Stadium? I know this is a generation ago, for crying out loud, but did they feel that way in 75 when they went from Tiger Stadium to the Silver Dome? Because I've only known them to play indoor football. And Detroit's a tough blue-collar city in the Rust Belt the way that we put ourselves in. They have a lot of pride up there in Detroit. They believe they're a tough people, and they play indoors in downtown Detroit. And being in that stadium, you've been in that stadium. It's beautiful. I never got to go to the Silver Dome, but that stadium is beautiful, and it's fun inside. And any time that we ever had anybody go on road trips and were fans like reporting back from Minnesota or Indianapolis or obviously Detroit, they would go, this is amazing. You know, watching this indoors and it being 10 degrees outside and being able to take my jacket off and be comfortable in here, this is something I want to do every day. Like, that's changed a lot of what they are. And again, you can get people in for the experience. You're still going to have to put a good product out there in the field. I don't care what anybody says. The secondary market, if they suck in 2029, yeah, you'll probably get a lot of people who are there to just to experience the stadium. But in 2030 and 2031, if things change and it's not so new anymore, you got to put a product out there. You're going to see $7, $8, $10 tickets up there for the upper bowl is 65,000 people. I think it's going to be 65,000 for football, and I think around 75,000 for other events, from what I saw on some of the news sites out there.
Tell you what, though, 65 in football is going to sound like 100.
It's going to be indoors.
When they're good, and they eventually, yeah, they'll have to be good at some point, it is going to sound like it's going to be deafening. It's going to be raucous. It's going to be everything. You want to talk about real home field advantage? Mm-hmm. You're not going to have it with the weather anymore. Maybe you build a fast team that can play fast indoors. But I will tell you this, sound-wise, you'll finally have that home field advantage. It feels like we haven't had in a long time. Mm-hmm.